This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The Trump administration has signaled it wants to block Colorado from closing its coal power plants. Now, state Democrats are pushing back.
Colorado has 6 coal-fired power plants. Utility regulators have approved plans to close all of them by 2031. To codify that timeline into federal law, the state included the closures as a part of a plan to protect air quality above wilderness areas and national parks. But the EPA claims the state doesn't have the authority to close the facilities. Colorado's congressional Democrats sent a letter to the EPA Thursday saying its interpretation of federal law is wrong and undermines Colorado's right to protect air quality. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A remembrance for Charlie Kirk drew more than 7,000 people to Fort Collins last night. The vigil for the conservative political activist was held at Colorado State University's football stadium. Isabel Brown is a CSU alum who helped bring Kirk to campus to speak 6 years ago. She later went on to work with him, and she praised his efforts to inspire conservative students.
We didn't just lose someone that we admired. We lost the intellectual and moral leader of an entire generation.
Other events included a free speech debate on campus with more progressive groups and a candlelight vigil. A new study finds that wildfires are causing earlier snowmelt across the Mountain West, and researchers say warmer winters are adding to the trend. Using data from NASA satellites, researchers from the Colorado School of Mines found that when snow falls in burned forests, it melts earlier because of less tree cover, among other things. That means less snowmelt overall, which affects water supply in Colorado and other mountain states. And if you're headed to the Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Festival this weekend, you can expect sunshine and warm afternoons in the mid-80s with cool evenings in the 50s. This is CPR News.